Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
It's time for the thread question of the week, and Tracy Mumford is here. Hello, you busy woman, you. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Good to be here and talk books.
You need a road trip.
It's true. That is the thread question this week, which is, what is a literary road trip I can take this summer?
Oh, you've got the best road trip I can imagine.
Well,
tell me about it.
The one at the top of many people's lists in Minnesota is the Laura Ingalls Wilder road trip. And there are so many different locations to hit. This could take you all summer long if you wanted to hit everything.
That's right. You could go to a couple of them, go home, then resume the road trip
right.
a couple weeks later.
Especially if you have kids in the car, you may want to not attempt this all at once. We do have a whole map and guide up on our website about this, but there's so many places. Walnut Grove here in Minnesota you can hit. You can hit the Little Cabin in the Big Woods over in Pepin, Wisconsin.
That's great.
You can head up to...
Pepin's a fun place to hang out too.
Right. There's lots of fun stuff, not just Laura Ingalls Wilder attractions in these places. Or head over to South Dakota to Desmet, and you could see actually some Ingalls family graves over there too.
So that's what I was going to ask you. It's some of these locations, you're just kind of seeing the environment, right, of the books and the family.
Right. And a lot of the places have replica buildings or replica cabins that have been built on the sites. Time obviously has torn down a lot of the structures that are referenced in the books, but people have come along and built up things for you to see at these sites.
I was trying to remember some of the other states in the Midwest from my years of reading the book. Missouri's in
yep.
there?
So right. Mansfield, Missouri, that's where Laura spent her later years in life, and that's actually where she is buried.
Do you know if you can see anything that's been replicated of her years there?
Well, you can see her farmhouse in Mansfield, Missouri.
Fantastic.
You can see her writing desk and her daughter's writing desk.
All
a lot of people don't know that her daughter was actually a writer and was a more successful writer before she started writing.
Right.
So find the whole map up on the thread.
I mean, this is, as you're planning your road trips with your family this summer, if you don't have one on the agenda, put one on the agenda. Check out the map on the thread page. NPRnews.org/thread. Trace, thanks.
Thanks. Looking for a new podcast? I'm Tracy Mumford, a producer for NPR News. I'm part of the team working on 74 Seconds. It's a new podcast that looks at the shooting death of Philando Castile by Officer Geronimo Yanez. It happened last summer in Falcon Heights, Minnesota. Yanez is now facing charges in Castile's death. 74 Seconds looks at what happened that night and what happens now when a police officer goes on trial. Reporters John Collins and Reham Fashir will walk you through this case as it unfolds. It's a story about race, policing, and justice in America. Subscribe to 74 Seconds wherever you get your podcasts.